One cliche of 20th century exploration is that indigenous peoples, when first encountering modern technology, were deeply suspicious of cameras and even believed that photography could somehow steal one's soul. I don't know if that is true, but to me the idea makes a deep metaphoric sense. I know, for example, that I often feel betrayed by cameras. I am the opposite of photogenic, and in nearly every photo taken of me, I look as if I have been interrupted sniffing glue. And the pictures, once taken, have a life of their own. Maybe they will be seen by people I have never met, and maybe those people will assume I sniff glue. And maybe when they do meet me, they'll look at me a little suspiciously, checking for dried glue. And maybe that will make me a little paranoid, and who knows, maybe my soul will end up a little stolen. In these radio essays, I present another recorded version of myself, a persona that resembles me and has the same name, but who is not, in many particulars, actually me. Angus Stocking, the writer, is more cynical than me, more widely read, quite a bit smarter, and he is also, how shall I say it, more interesting than me. From conversations with listeners, I gather that he is also better looking and more fun at parties, and they wish I'd go get him. I don't blame them. I'd like to meet the man myself. Now and then I have been able to rise to the occasion. For minutes at a time, I am able to successfully embody my literary persona, and as near as I can tell, the only Angus Stocking existing at those moments is the Angus Stocking lurking behind my words. It's an unsettling sensation, and it irritated both of my former wives, who had reason to believe there was only one of me. But I like it. If fame is a prostitute, it seems I am a willing John. We live in a mediated society, and all of us are discovering things about ourselves as we record more and more of our lives. When we pose for a picture, or practice a little speech for our voicemail message, or put a little more effort into a wedding toast because we know we are being videotaped, we are responding to media, to the prospect of our projected selves standing in for us as surrogates and living on after our deaths. So Shakespeare is getting more and more right, and the world really is a movie set, and we are actors, taking up and discarding our many roles, occasionally competing with pre-recorded versions of ourselves, struggling to define just when we are acting and when we are being authentic. I think that fairly often we are doing both at once. We embody our roles and are most authentic when we play them well. And if you are ever encouraged to just be yourself, the only sane response is, which self? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.